This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the yellow vests. It's a topic that we sort of touched on maybe here and there, but we really haven't gotten into detail until at least some level of detail tonight here on Free Talk Live. Daryl, you just went through an ostensible list of 25 demands that the Yellow Vests are purportedly making, and I think yours is the most well-distributed list. The one that I've got here from a blog site, I could not find the exact translation anywhere else, but that doesn't mean this isn't also a list of demands by people purporting to be the Yellow Vests, because
right,
there's no shortage of Yellow Vest people out there.
Now, one thing that's interesting, the list that you have down at the bottom, they have the same graphic that
correct.
I was looking at, only theirs is in French.
Yes.
And it does appear, what I was reading does appear to be basically a translation.
The graphic, the French graphic was translated into the list that you read. So
yes,
that seems to be the list from this graphic. But the text version that this website has is not at all the same list. Now, again, that doesn't mean that there aren't two circulating lists of demands from the people calling themselves the Yellow Vests. Because
right,
who are these people? Well, they're everybody in France apparently has to have one of these damn yellow vests in their cars, so anybody can be a yellow vest.
Right.
And indeed, some people are claiming that it's the left and the right allegedly coming together. Well, what are you going to get out of a group of people on the left and the right but a list of diverse and conflicting demands?
Right.
Even within the list that you were reading, there were conflicts as far as what the demands, if you had implemented them all, there would be serious
right,
economic problems with what they were demanding. So with even within the same list, you've got problems. And between these two lists, there are drastic differences. But let's get a little bit of an opinion here. I just wanted to set the stage for those just tuning in on what's going on. This is a story from The Independent, spelled I-N-D-Y, pendant, .org. Richard Greenman reporting, published today. Montpellier, France, after a month of daily roadblocks and disruptions in every corner of France, and after four successive violently repressed mass demonstrations in Paris and the provinces, the spontaneous, self-organized movement known as the Yellow Vests continues to seriously challenge the political and economic order in France. Not only has the rebellion persisted despite unprecedented police brutality, and in your list they wanted to quadruple the budgets for law enforcement, which seems like a strange request.
For law and order, which I interpreted to mean courts.
Well, usually law and order means men with guns and courts. That's all. It all comes together
right,
in the same package. You don't have order just because you have a court. You got order by their beliefs because you got men with guns.
Right. And I think the reason that I interpreted their thing to mean courts mm-hmm, is because like the very next sentence was something about the length of trials.
They mentioned that, but that doesn't have anything to do with you know, quadrupling the budget for law and order. That the whole concept of law and order, I think most people think of the police when they hear that that concept.
Yep.
Certainly courts as well. So not only has the rebellion persisted despite the police brutality, misrepresentation in the mainstream media, and the rejection of it by the leadership of the labor unions, it has grown in popularity. Public support hovers at around 80%. According to recent polls, the movement has also expanded its goals from an initial rejection of a tax increase on fuel to the outright dismantlement of the neoliberal order in France and a near-unanimous call for President Macron's resignation. As the Independent print edition goes to press, French students have joined the rebellion, protesting Macron's introduction of an anti-democratic college admissions process. Students walked out of 170 high schools in answer to a Black Tuesday appeal for demonstrations by their union. Meanwhile, the Yellow Vest revolt has spread to Belgium, Holland, Hungary, and even Iraq. recalling the 2011 Arab Spring and Occupy movements. On Monday evening, December 10th, after a month of silence in the face of mass rallies fueled by anger and his perceived arrogant, condescending personality, Macron finally went on television with a pre-recorded speech that combined threats with concessions. The Jupiterian president began by laying blame for the violence that has shaken France entirely on the protesters. The state would offer, quote, no indulgence, unquote, if the yellow vests persisted, he said. To movement activists who blame Macron for the systematic police mayhem deliberately unleashed on their peaceful rallies, this was gasoline on the fire. But after the stick came the carrot. Macron went on to admit the protesters may have a point. He said, quote, we may have forgotten the single mother struggling to make ends meet, saying that a national conversation about the social economic crisis, which he pledged to coordinate with local mayors. He also offered a few economic concessions, rescinding new taxes on Social Security retirement for some retirees with very low incomes, the elimination of taxes paid on overtime, and a raise of $115 in the monthly minimum salary for some workers, and a call for businesses to voluntarily give a year-end bonus to their employees. The president's attempt to placate them was widely rejected as too little, too late, by the yellow vests who continue to call for Macron's resignation and for a bottom-up reorganization of French democracy. The uprising was originally provoked a month ago by Macron's raising of the sales tax on gas and diesel fuel, which I'm sure was already very high,
right,
given it's Europe. Blue and white-collar workers, farmers, and small business people in towns, small towns who depend on cars to survive, were outraged. Macron justified this bitter pill as necessary for reducing France's carbon emissions. Ironically, France subsidizes the fossil fuel industry, which enjoys a very low tax rate on its huge profits, to the tune of $7.9 billion a year. Meanwhile, Macron's government has encouraged car usage by cutting public transportation and delocalizing post offices and government service centers. The carbon tax seemed calculated to divide working people worried about the end of the month from environmentalists worried about the end of the world. On Saturday, December 8th, however, yellow vest demonstrations across the country converged with a long-anticipated March for the Planet. In the city of Uzès, one yellow vest woman's homemade sign said it all. Quote, end of the world slash end of the month slash same people responsible slash same struggle. In Paris, where thousands of self-organized yellow vest protesters attempted to gather to express their grievances on the Champs-Élysées for a fourth successive Saturday, they were systematically filtered by police at Paris railroad stations and vehicular approaches to the capital. Hundreds were arrested for possessing ski goggles, face masks, helmets, and other protections, as well as so-called weapons like a hammer, which was found in the trunk of a carpenter's car, and bocce balls.
Wouldn't a carpenter generally carry a hammer?
Yes,
with
he would.
Them?
Yep. Those who managed to make it to the site of the demonstration were chased down by federal riot police, who attacked them with tear gas, flash bombs, and water cannons. By the end of the day, cars were burning near the Arc of Triumph, and all of Paris was in chaos. The militarized state overreaction to a mass political demonstration breaks with a long tradition of tolerance for muscled rallies held by rowdy farmers and militant labor unions, a tolerance Macron has blamed for the failure of previous governments to pass the needed pro-business counter-reforms. Meanwhile, throughout the provinces and in the small cities like Uzès, hundreds of thousands of environmentalists in yellow vests were out demonstrating or blocking highway entrances, intersections, and shopping centers. Like all this, which, by the way, is annoying. I always have to comment whenever protesters are doing these things. Stop bothering normal people. Stop getting in their way. If you
right.
want to protest the government, go protest the government.
Right.
It's like when, you know, the occupiers actually went into Oakland City Hall and destroyed the place. I'm like, finally, you finally went to the right place. Rather than destroying McDonald's or Starbucks or some, you know, hardware store or whatever, you actually went to the source of the problem,
right.
the government agency. Going on here, the yellow vests, like all spontaneous mass uprisings that dot French history, going back to feudal times, the yellow vest revolt was initially provoked by taxes. Spurning all established political parties and unions, the yellow vests organized on social media and acted locally. The broadcast media, although highly critical, spread the news nationally. The movement gathered steam across France, blocking intersections, filtering motorists, allowing free passage at highway toll booths. Now that's a winner right there. You want the people to like you? Don't get in their way. Take over the toll booths and wave them through.
Yeah.
Now that is a smart move. You know, give the people something to like you for. Give them something to cheer you on about by helping them get on with their day and do it for less. There's more coming up here on what's going on in France, plus another list of demands. Which is the real list? Are they both real? It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. You know, one thing you, whatever you feel about these protesters in France, you can't deny the fact that they are good at getting attention. They are good at bringing the media to pay attention to what it is they're doing.
Yes.
They have done a very good job of that. The yellow vest thing was a really smart move. Like, hey, we've already got something to wear. The government mandates we all have these stupid yellow vests in our cars, so let's do something with these things. They put them on. They've been going out apparently on weekends mostly and gathering in large numbers. The police have been violent and awful in their response. But yet, in their list of demands, at least one of the purported lists, there's more than one purported list of demands by these protesters. We went through the first one in the last hour. They were demanding a quadrupling of the law and order budgets.
Right.
While at the same time in demanding a lower tax burden, but also increasing the welfare payments, among other bizarre, conflicting demands. And, you know, I don't know, Daryl, did you go to any of the Occupy stuff when that happened?
Yeah, I was living in San Antonio when that kicked mm-hmm. off. And I remember going as media because, like, I was very curious about what exactly is going on here.
Yeah.
And then they started saying, you know, like, we are the 99%. I'm like, but I'm not agreeing with you on most of these things. How are you claiming to represent me against, you know, the, you know, supposed super rich? And they're like, well, we don't mean that we necessarily agree, mm-hmm. but we're representing because
we're here
reasons.
Because we're here and we can come up with a list of things.
Yeah.
And give
we're
the
coming
media.
Up with a list of things that, quote, the 99% agree with. Even if you don't agree with it, if you're not the rich 1%, then you do agree with it because we say you agree with it and reasons.
Yeah, I mean, these lists of demands that are come up with, whether it be in the Occupy movement or this current Yellow Vest protest, you know, you have to question where they came from.
Right.
How did they organize to create this list? If it is a large movement, as this seems to be, with thousands upon probably tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, the photos I've seen are fairly well attended. I saw a news article saying 1,700 people were arrested recently
right.
at one of these protests. So if that's the number that were arrested, you can probably guess there were, you know, many, many more times that amount that were actually there. And I have not seen an estimate thus far of how many people attend these protests, because they're happening in various different places. This article at The Independent that we've been sharing here, that's INDY Pendant, is claiming that it's been spreading to other countries even. So, you know, how do you really get a finger on who all's involved in this?
Right.
An earlier caller claimed this was the left and the right coming together. Well, if that's the case, certainly they're going to come up with a confusing patchwork of demands that in some cases is just straight up contradictory.
Right.
But I was also involved in some of the Occupy stuff here in Keene, New Hampshire, back in 2011. I went down not just as a member of the media, but also as an activist. I wanted to go and, you know, find out exactly not only what this was about, but what were people saying? What were their reasons for attending? What
right.
were they looking to accomplish? What were the types of people who were attending these things? And I would say this, that the movement that we had here in New Hampshire would be markedly different from the one you might find in, say, Oakland, where you've got basically hard leftist people at most of the Occupy movements, whereas in New Hampshire, it was a mix of lefties and libertarians.
Right.
And so the, you know, if there were a list of demands that were to be made, the people in Oakland would have come up with a different list of demands than what came out of or what could have come out of New Hampshire.
Right.
Now, I know that at one time there was some sort of list of what we stand for kind of thing came out of Occupy. I suspect that came out of New York because that's where it actually started.
Correct.
But again, just because you were in Zuccotti Park at the time when they put this particular list of demands together doesn't mean that that represented everybody who'd ever attended an Occupy movement event. There was a particular form of organizational method that they had there that I forget if there was a name for it, but it involved like, oh God, I was there for some of it. There were certain rules to like how you had to like raise your hand if you agreed with certain things. And I
right.
apologize, it's it's almost been a decade since this happened. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been like 7 years.
Yeah, I don't even remember the exact organizational method, but, you know, it was a very centrally controlled kind of situation, and anytime a list of demands comes out of these things, I always put a big question mark on it. It's like, right. Who came up with this? Who all was involved? Because I guarantee you not everybody had their say, and some people who had opinions, probably their opinions were left off.
Right.
It represents, any of these lists of demands represents whoever it is that put the list together, more so than anybody else. So with that in mind, we'll get into this alternative list coming up here in moments, but a little bit more here on just sort of an overview of what happened. It was a gas tax that got people out into the streets, but of course, now that they're out in the streets, they're opposing the police are opposing them, there's violence, they're doing things that are positive, like actually waving people through toll booths and helping people trying to get to where they're going, but then also standing in the way of cars when they're trying to go, you know, get off an interstate or something like that.
Right.
So there's just a mess of a patchwork of approaches. Some are just super angering, like if you're trying to get somewhere and a bunch of protesters are standing in your way. Some of them are helpful. So it's just a mess. Anyway, going on here, why, this is from The Independent, why France's silent majority is mad as hell. Like all the spontaneous mass uprisings that dot French history. I already read that part here. So the movement gathered steam, blocking intersections, filtering motorists, allowing free passage at toll booths, and becoming larger and increasingly militant each successive Saturday. Why Saturdays? I can't go on strike, explained one yellow vest participant. I'm raising 3 kids alone. My job, that's all I have left. Coming on Saturdays is the only way for me to show my anger. Women workers, receptionists, hostesses, nurse aides, teachers are present in unusually large numbers in the yellow vest crowds, and they are angry about a lot more than a tax on diesel. Like Trump, Macron has showered corporations and millionaires with huge tax cuts, creating a hole in the budget which he is compensated for with cuts to public services, hospitals, schools, transit, police, and though tax increases for ordinary people up to 40% of their income, and through tax increases for ordinary people up to 40% of their income, a large portion of the population is struggling to get by and going into debt. In response to an appeal for calm from Macron, the leaders of the Confédération Générale du Travail, the CGT, and nearly all other labor federations signed a declaration of solidarity, not with the injured and arrested demonstrators, but with the Macron government as the representative of the, quote, peaceful Republican order. They accepted Macron's invitation to resume the social dialogue, that is, sit at the table with him and negotiate more givebacks of workers' rights. The next day, contradicting themselves, the Secretary General of the CGT and other union leaders called for a national labor demonstration on Friday, December 14th. That's this weekend. They plan to raise the same basic economic demands as the Yellow Vests, but one day before the movement's next scheduled protests. So it sounds like labor, organized labor, is trying to get in on this and act like they've been involved all along. And it doesn't sound like they have been. There's more coming up here, including another list of demands on Free Talk Live.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
You'll see Mr. Cohen cooperating with one or more congressional committees. He'll answer every question.
You're listening to Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's lawyer, as his client sentenced in New York to 3 years in federal prison.
He has a hard road, quite frankly, with me when I first decided whether to represent him, to convince me that he has genuinely changed and been transformed.
Davis says Cohen, who worked for President Trump, cooperated with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Now we have to judge judge whether facts are facts, despite the fact that his past 10 years have not always been truthful in defending Donald Trump.
Michael Cohen has to pay fines to the tune of almost $2 million for lying to Congress and breaking campaign finance laws. Cohen arriving at the courthouse with his wife and children. He reports to prison March 6th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the yellow vests in France. And, oops, I didn't even notice. Apparently we do have a call on the line there on our Discord call-in lines. We're going to get to that coming up here in a moment as well. But talking about the list of demands, which there's the one where there's a graphic. That is, there's a French version, there's an English version of the graphic, and that's the one you read in the last hour, Daryl, which yes. We went through, and there were some contradictory things in there. And I've found another list as I was looking.
We want lower taxes, but more government spending.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff like that. And I've got another list here on an ostensible bunch of claims that the protesters are demanding of the National Assembly, and we'll share that list with you as well. We just kind of gave you an overview of what's been going on with the protesters in the streets on weekends, because it's impossible to sustain a protest for a long period of time, day after day after day. We saw that with Occupy when that was happening. It only lasted for so many months.
Right.
I don't remember how many it was, but they went for a while. To be fair, but eventually you run out of money. You know, unless you got George Soros or the Koch brothers or whoever, you know, bankrolling you, and you can afford to just quit your job for a year. Most people can't do that. So they are doing a smart thing in France, which is to say they're going on weekends. When most people are off of work, they're able to go out and do some protesting. And then that, you know, even though it hasn't been sustained every single day, it's been sustained on weekends for more than a month now. I think, like, what, a couple months almost? at least a whole month, it seems like.
Seems like.
Yeah, so it's been sustained on weekends, and therefore it can grow. You know, if you didn't make it this one weekend, maybe you can make it the next weekend and, you know, the weekend thereafter. So the publicity has resulted in more people coming out. And, of course, more people coming out means a more diverse view, because a lot of people are against a gas tax, but that doesn't mean they're in favor of everything else. They don't agree, you know, that they don't agree on everything else. Some people want more government over here, but they want less government over there. And so we'll continue with that. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist, though. He's on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about an observation I made today when I was kind of depressed. I was kind of getting down in the dumps thinking about the way things are and how pointless everything looks. And it seems like some people will say it's a conspiracy. I don't know that it really is a conspiracy. I think maybe it's just the natural progression of bad things. But what I've noticed is that people are rewarded for not producing, and they're penalized for producing. Obviously, this is pretty basic. We all understand this.
Mm-hmm. So welfare, for instance, rewards people for not producing.
But it's growing. I mean, I've watched it for a lot longer than you guys have, simply by the very fact that I'm older. But things have gotten to the point where everybody gets more, almost more benefit, or at least more, I'm not even going to say satisfaction, because people aren't satisfied in the free stuff they get, because it's obviously, you know, a very small amount. It's a very minimal level.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you work hard, you can achieve more, but then they penalize that by stealing part of it.
Right.
But you still wind up getting more when you work, if you work hard, but not everybody. It depends on the, you know, each person's ability. But the point is, the powers that be, or the Zen, or whatever you want to call it, has somehow won this battle, it seems like. It looks like the battle now has gotten to the point, the curve, if you want to plot it out, where people getting benefits is more attractive than the effort to put in to achieve.
Hmm.
And I think that mathematically, that's just going to play out to a point to where the system is simply going to collapse, because it won't be able to support the burden.
So you'd say we're at a tipping point, might be the terminology.
Well, and I don't even know that we're there yet, but it just really got to me today. And just,
was there something that like made you that set you off on this?
It was just me. I mean, I just got down in the dumps, and I said, "What the hell? You know, what the heck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it like this?" And I really can't come up with an explanation as to why this has progressed to this point, but I do think that eventually it's going to collapse. And
when it does, the people who are hooked on the government handouts are going to be in a very tough place.
And that is that's a pretty sad story too, because if this actually does occur, it's going to mean millions of deaths, and people are going to be in really, really bad shape.
Now, why would there be millions of deaths from the collapse of the state welfare, state systems?
Well, I don't know about where you're at. I think when I was up there, it seemed to me that people were a bit healthier up there than down here.
Mm-hmm.
But down here, you've got people that are 350 pounds. I mean, this is a good portion of the population.
Yeah.
And they're on diabetes. Yeah. We're in the medicine field, so I know, you know, most of the people are on diabetes medication. They have high blood pressure. They got sleep apnea. These people, when the collapse comes, they're simply going to die.
Hmm.
I mean, there's no way that they're going to survive this kind of a tragic crash, you know what I'm saying.
So
it's just depressing. That's all. You know, I've been, I need somebody to pat me on the back and say, oh, it's going to be all right, but even though I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, maybe it won't be as bad as you think it is. People aren't exactly starving in the United States right now, and I can't imagine if the welfare system collapses tomorrow that there's going to be
an issue. People aren't starving, but there are a lot of malnourished people.
Not like there is in Venezuela, where 80% of people there are short on food.
I didn't say it was as bad as Venezuela.
I mean, when you say malnutrition, do you mean people eating all McDonald's? What do you mean by that?
Yes. People who are not getting proper nutrition, whether they be obese or, you know, anorexic, there's a, you know, huge group that is malnourished.
Is there? How huge are we talking about?
33% of adults in the U.S. meet the definition of obese.
Okay.
Almost all of them are malnourished, meaning that they are not getting the proper amounts of what they should be getting.
But here, what I'm talking about are a lot of people require their medications to live. Their high blood pressure is out of control. Their diabetes is out of control. If the medications stop flowing and if they're not available, those people will die. There's no question about that. So it's just we've gotten ourselves into a very sticky wicket, you know, to put it one way. We've got a huge portion of the population that's out of shape and on medications that they can't live with. And then we're also dependent very strongly upon this economy chugging along. And at some point, it's going to stop chugging. And, you know, FedEx is going to stop sending the packages and, you know, the stores are going to go.
I just don't see the same dire picture that that you do. I mean, if Conan were here tonight and he couldn't make it due to some car trouble, I'm sure he would be right on board with you. He is ready for the end to come. You know, get to pack up all of your supplies, get the prepper thing going on because it's going to get bad. And that sounds like what you're saying.
Well, and it doesn't even need to be from a human event. It could be simply a solar flare that would take out all the electronics in the, 90% of electronics in the world.
That would be really all bad.
Yeah,
that actually happened.
Satellites would be gone. And that's a possibility because we've had some very close calls. It's only a matter of time, and our entire electric grid is based on a faulty design, so...
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I tend to not have the same view. I think that the marketplace in the United States is very, very strong. And if there were some kind of political upheaval, it might disrupt supply lines for a short period of time. But, I mean, I don't see why people wouldn't continue selling food and, you know, medicines and stuff. There's plenty of it here.
People would be selling, but not everybody could buy.
Maybe. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this episode of the show, but if you don't get in tonight, that's okay. We're here every single night of the week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Also, a big thanks to Riley Blake. He's a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. He's also the guy who does the Free Talk Live Daily Digest, so a huge contributor to what we do here at Free Talk Live. In addition, he's an amplifier, which is awesome. He gives $10 a month to the show. And the AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's where we ask you for $5 a month. So he's doing twice what we ask, and we appreciate that. But for $5 a month, you get access to special perquisites that only the amplifiers get. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about those and get signed up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. And it helps us get on more radio stations with the ideas of freedom. You heard our caller earlier say he just happened to tune into the radio where he was in Myrtle Beach and heard a show that didn't sound like the Republican and Democrat shows. It was Free Talk Live. Now he's a listener online, and that's awesome. So thank you to everybody who amps the show. You guys make it possible. You make it possible for us to reach out to people. Because on the Internet, you don't find things on accident as much as you do if you're tuning through a radio band.
Right.
It's just a kind of a different way of listening. You generally kind of have to look for us on the Internet. If you look for, you know, libertarian podcast, you might find us. If you look for libertarian live streaming, you might find us. But on the radio, you just scan in the band, you come across Free Talk Live, and for some people, it's been a life changer because they found the ideas of liberty through this show. So if you value what we do, if you think it's worth $5 a month and you get the cool perks, go get the list of them over at amp.freetalklive.com. We'd appreciate you signing up there. Once again, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Joshua on the line in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey there. It's nice to meet you. I hope you guys are doing having a really nice Christmas.
Sure. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So you've probably heard that, this a couple of times before. The left kind of seems to go on and on, but from an old argument that it was kind of brought up ever since the medium of video games was ever explored. It seems to happen with something that catches a lot of young people's attention. I mean, a lot of people like it. Like I said, it with comic books. They've done it with movies. But when there is, but the kind of the common argument that usually gets cited with video games is that you're actively participating in what is going on. So it could translate to behavior. But
are you talking about video game violence? I'm not sure what you're referring to here.
Something like that. It's very strange how they try to categorize some people just because they tend to look towards a certain medium. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I'm not sure what you're getting at here. You're saying people on the left categorize gamers as violent? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Okay. Let me try to narrow that down a little bit better. An argument that sometimes is brought up to discredit a certain part of the population to either point them out as somehow prone to bad behavior, or they try to use it as a cheap scapegoat to excuse certain actions. I forget exactly which news article was cited at the time, but there was a story that took place where a guy supposedly stole a car and said that the reason he thought it was easy to steal the car was because he played Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay.
Frankly.
All right. So what's the excuse about the Puritans that ran the Salem witch trials? I can't
rich
speak
bitch.
At the moment for some reason, but you know, like there weren't video games and comic books in 1620.
Exactly. But they basically based their convictions off of nothing more than hearsay, and not only that. Really, that they basically did it all off on paranoia. I mean, yeah,
right, but the right does that as well. This is not behavior that is
exclusive
to the left. The right comes up with all kinds of things based solely on hearsay and their feelings, whilst simultaneously talking about other people that are, like some emotional snowflake that only goes off of feelings.
There most likely is. I will acknowledge the possibility or the reality of such a thing if that is so. Just out of curiosity, do you have an example?
This is a generation gap. I just want to answer your original question, I think. Because you're right, Daryl. It's people on the left. It's people on the right. People who don't understand, let's say, gaming. They don't understand that you can play a violent video game in which you're, destroying lives in the violent video game. And as long as you can separate fantasy from reality, you're completely fine. There are some crazy people out there, like somebody who might actually go and steal a car. Or hurt another individual,
right,
who could then say, well, I saw it happen in this video game I was playing, and so therefore I thought it was totally fine. I mean, that's just a lunatic. That's
right.
Just a person who's trying to not accept responsibility for their own actions and trying to blame another thing for, influencing them to do that.
Right.
And
now, the caller wanted examples of people on the right that, just make stuff up off of hearsay and go off of emotional stuff.
Mm.
Basically, every anti-immigrant argument ever heard. I remember 20-some-odd years ago when Disney's Beauty and the Beast came out. A bunch of conservative Christians got upset and wanted to boycott Disney because they said that Beauty and the Beast was promoting bestiality.
Joshua, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you sharing the thoughts with us. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Oh, and don't forget all of the...
I understand it can be nerve-wracking calling radios.
All of the conservatives that wanted to boycott Harry Potter films because it promotes witchcraft.
Yeah, that's
whilst
right.
Simultaneously saying, I wish they'd make more movies like The Wizard of Oz. There were witches in there.
A good witch and a bad witch, right? There's an interesting theory, though, that the white witch was actually the bad witch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because she caused everything that happened to Dorothy.
Yeah, let's go to Flames. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Flames.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
How's everyone doing?
Good. Where are you calling from tonight?
Orange County.
All right,
Orange
what you got? County. Go ahead.
So you guys talked about a couple good, interesting things earlier. I don't know, one of them was that guy was talking about like the like medical and people who have diabetes, and you know, he says he doesn't believe in conspiracy theories, but I mean, I bury my face deep in conspiracy theories nonstop, and you know, as far as like overweight people, and you can't say that there isn't poverty in America. There is. There's 100% poverty. There is poverty in America.
What do you mean?
And, well, okay, for example, if you go down to L.A., you know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Skid Row.
Yep.
Nothing but homeless people.
Sure.
Crazy homeless people. So you have that.
There is poverty in America, that's true. But it's only when you compare it to the rest of the people in America that it's poverty. If you compare poverty in America to poverty in, say, you know, some parts of Africa, there's a huge gulf. There's a huge difference in how poor people are in other parts of the world.
Well, poverty is poverty. You remember when in New Orleans when Katrina hit, they weren't third world. But after that stuff happened.
Good catch.
Yeah. After that stuff happened, they were third world real fast. You know, and who's the other guy? Daryl.
Daryl's here.
Daryl. He was saying that, you know, there's obesity, but that doesn't mean, you know, obesity is more. Not taking care of yourself, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're prosperous, you're eating the wrong things.
Well, it means you've got plenty of damn food. That's what it certainly means. It just means you're not eating the right foods.
The right foods.
Right.
And what I was saying is there are malnourished people. Some of those malnourished people are obese. Malnourished doesn't mean you don't have enough food. It means you don't have the right food.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, who's the other one that you guys are just talking about right now?
Video games?
Last caller.
Violent video games?
Video games!
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, the whole thing with video games is, I did 7 years in prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
And never once, you know, like the media, left, right, whatever, they like to condemn video games. Like, oh, this guy's a murderer because he played Grand Theft Auto.
Ridiculous.
You know, all this, you know, you know, malarkey. And it's like they never looked in my past record. I'm like, well, did he what video games was he playing when he committed this this crime? And here's the other, it's the censorship has got to go, you know, with video games and music and all this, or you know, you can't pick and choose, because I don't, you guys might have heard about there's this YouTuber. There's this very popular game, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
And so there's this YouTuber. And
wrap it up fast.
He did this thing with women's suffrage. There's an artificial intelligence on the video game, and he hogtied her and he threw it to the alligators, and they banned him. This took place in the video game, not in real life.
They allowed him to do it in the game, but then they banned him from it. I wish you could tell us more, but we're out of time. Call another Night Flames. Good call, man. We'll see.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.